It's time for Blindly Obvious.
Blindly obvious, it's clear as can be. The things we ignore, but we all can see. Darkness, it flees when scattered by the light. Blindly obvious, hidden in plain sight.
But I guess now, okay, so my question is, why not? You're not asking it for ideas. You're using it as a convenience tool to break your content into suitable space for the internet. I think those are different, wouldn't you say?
Because you're saying what I normally say isn't suitable?
No, I'm saying what you normally say is longer than 2 minutes.
I'm saying to you, there's something that can only be gained by actually walking the journey that you're not going to get by staring at a picture.
What do you mean?
I can show you a picture of Mount Everest. It's not the same as going to Mount Everest.
True.
I can show you a picture of a cruise. It's not going to replace actually taking a week-long cruise.
But how is that?
That's what you're getting in your 1 to 2 minute on your chat GPT. All your little videos is you're shaking a Polaroid picture. Check this out. Check this out. And they can appreciate. They can admire it.
But what you're supposed to do if you want more is seek more. That's up to you.
I understand. So you're saying it's a commercial.
Yes.
For,
it's an advertisement.
Yeah, I get you.
If you want more, that's up to you to get more.
And that's also why, and I'm going to flip it around now. That's also why late night talk show hosts are being canceled, because what they found was the very thing you just said. They were using these clips on YouTube as commercials. They only watched the cropped versions
of the show.
And even more so, they only select the pieces they want to watch and they ignore all the rest.
But that's not up to you.
I understand, but I'm telling you, our culture is moving faster and faster to that. Part of the poison that we're in trouble with is because we keep cropping the actual story and missing all these important pieces.
The little details in
yes,
between.
That have to be there for you to understand truth. And what that really means is you have to do the journey. There are no shortcuts here.
Yeah, that's fair.
And that's part of the issue. You're taking all these shortcuts that are not getting you there, all the while believing that it will. No. I'm getting the core of it, man. Because I listen to the condensed version, man. Yeah, bruh. I'm maximizing my moment, man.
Bruh.
I got all the important details because ChatGPT helps me, bruh. He's my assistant, you know.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm telling you, it's not the same.
But you already have the content.
It's like saying, I saw a picture of this guy sleeping, and so I don't have to sleep tonight.
That is not the same. I mean, the analogy, that's a bad analogy.
I saw a picture of a steak. I'm good, dude. I don't have to have lunch.
Well, that's still a bad analogy.
No, it's not.
Sure
because
it is.
Because for a lot of people are living through the surrogate faith of their pastor. They don't have one of their own. Every Sunday.
But whose fault is that?
I understand. I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing. I'm watching for an hour my pastor share, and I'm going to live on that for the rest of the week. I'm not going to have my own experience with God. I'm going to live on his. Do you not understand? That's the vast majority of Christians today. What that is someone saying, I want to look at a picture of a steak and not eat one.
I mean, that's just an idiot.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying, I don't. Yeah. I think the quicker, faster, better thing we're being sold with all of this is really helping us move faster and be much more shallow.
Yeah, in a way, I could buy that.
And I don't want to get sucked in. I'm very different than the people around me, and I don't want to become like them.
Fair enough.
If that makes sense. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I mean,
no,
that
I get there, you. You're some, a different dude. No doubt.
There's something, man. There's. It's like having a finely tuned guitar versus one that's way out of whack, out of tune, and strings are about to bust. It doesn't sound the same.
Truth.
I don't know. I have yet to see a person who is selling me on having something that surpasses what God's given me in the long journey that I'm taking.
Oh, I don't think it's a surpassing. I guess for me,
or even an equivalent.
I think some people that has become their God, if that makes sense. I'll buy that. I think that is being presented in some ways of like, you can create your own universe, per se.
Well, it becomes an auto feedback echo chamber.
But for me, I've just never looked at it that way. I've always looked at it as like, this is an assistant to me. This is allowing me to use tools and capabilities I've never had access to.
I think you're right. You don't. In the slow drift that we had from a Christian nation, we started as a Christian nation, not because everybody was Christian, but because that was a societal norm of those who were the influencers, and everyone caught it, whether they were Christian or not.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm trying to show you is a pattern here. We're going to see in history that even though I'm not using it this way, the vast majority are. But for you to say that I'll always live in an isolation and not be affected by it, that's a great goal of yours. But don't be naive to think that there's not a pressure for you to fall in or be influenced by a cultural norm.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Like many of the images that you see on billboards today, 30 years ago, were called pornography.
Yep. Okay. That's fair. Okay. And now it's just like, that's like, common. Of course.
Yeah. Commercials.
People and just dress like that.
Yeah. Commercials and so forth. Cussing on TV. It never happened during normal business hours or when kids would be awake.
And then in some ways we go like, oh, wow, look at the progress we've made. And then you got to go like, is that really progress?
Right. So
are we progressing?
You're saying, but I'm not affected by that because I don't watch those channels. Okay, fine. That's great. Good for you. But they're still over the air, and not everyone's got the same discipline or desire to create a barrier or even just refuse to participate. And maybe you will be successful in that. By the way, that's part of our issue, our angle we have with the world is that we're like, no, I'm holy, which means I'm set apart for God, and so I can't do those things. That's a discipline. But I don't think the vast majority of people think that way anymore.
Well, but also, even if you do think that way, I'm not going to disagree with you and say it's not tough.
Well, you're still going to be pulled.
Well, and not only that, but we're called to go into the darkness, right? And be the light. So
be the light, but not be the darkness.
No, go into the darkness.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean...
To be the darkness as a result of going into it.
Right. It's like, I'm not going to use darkness. Again, I'm going to use white magic to fight dark magic. No, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
And like I said, you know, I can't give you a book chapter verse on this. I can't, but I can tell you that I just don't have a piece about it personally.
Yeah.
It's the same issue with an organ transplant.
Mm.
I can't give you a book chapter verse, but I can tell you, I will never do it.
Dude, did you watch that video I sent you about organ transplants?
Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. With the comedian Anthony Jeselnik. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's on there and he goes, my brother-in-law is a real conspiracy theorist. He says he won't be an organ donor.
He's a paramedic or whatever.
Because he said, because if you're an organ donor and you're in need of saving, they won't save you so they can harvest your organs. And then he said, but I got to trust him because he's a paramedic. And I was like, oh, that joke took a great turn.
Yeah, it did. It's like, whoa, is he joking or not?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was funny, but that's not funny.
Wouldn't be funny if you woke up without a kidney or something.
Yeah. So go ahead and sign that donor card on your driver's license. Get $5 off. Go ahead. Well, isn't that part of our issue today? And what? Okay. I don't like the way God made me, so I'm going to get a boobectomy, whatever you call it. Get a lift.
Dang.
Yeah.
Now you got me on plastic surgery.
Well,
look at you.
I'm just saying that,
dude. I can't stand you sometimes.
Like I don't like the way I sound, so I'm gonna let AI augment me a little bit to make me better because I don't like the way God made me and make me sound. You know, think about it. I mean, we do that, like God.
I know. I just did.
And we're gonna call that better, the new improved Tyler. You know,
well, I'm not gonna say it's improved.
Is God going to?
Well, no. It just kind of,
because God says no. I made you weak so I could use you. Now I can't.
And now I got you know what I did. I satisfied my inconvenience of not liking to hear my own voice. But you're right. That is what I also did as a result, what you just said.
Yeah. And it circles back to my initial argument. Why won't I use it? There's just something, I don't got a piece about it, man. I like you, I'm made in weakness. Like I shared Sunday, I'm not a speaker. I'm not polished. I'm not all the things that many of the great communicators are. But I am his instrument, and not because I'm perfect or even close. God picks people we never would, and I often don't understand and I don't question, but I would like to know the answer.
Yeah, I get your point though. You're not like, I'm not saying why is this person doing it? I'm just like,
but why
not? How is this person doing that? Or how is it me? Yeah.
Yeah, because if I were picking somebody, I wouldn't pick me to do this, you know? So
same.
Yeah, it's but
about you, not about me.
I don't understand, but I can't deny. And so I just, like I said Sunday, the reason I'm up here every Sunday is it's obedience. Not comfort, it's obedience.
Dang.
You are, and maybe it's because of your eyesight, I don't know, but you are very much a person who's not afraid to leap in.
Yeah, that's
and,
true.
And it seems that I'm a little more reluctant.
Yeah. Well, also, I would say you're older than me. You've had more life experience.
I've been burned too many times.
Well, yeah, and I understand that. And I mean, I've been burned myself. So it's not that my leaps of, I don't want to say, I'll use the word faith, but they weren't always faithful towards God in the leaps I took. But to say that they definitely haven't always turned out in the way that I had anticipated they would, right?
You're not afraid of risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, I'll give that a shot as long as it's not going to hurt me or something.
But I've been very blessed to be in a position of, I've had a lot provided for me so that I was always able to take more of a risk even growing up because the consequence I knew, oh man, if I lose here, it's not going to be as dire to me. I'm not going to lose everything, right?
All right. Let me peel off a layer on that. Can we all agree that our screens, TV, tablets, phones, is a form of AI and you're interacting with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that many of the developers of AI and technology that we all utilize, while they will sell it to your children, prevent their own children from using it until a certain age. I think that's a huge tell. Why?
Sure. Well, probably brain development, right? Well, if the creators of said technologies aren't willing to give it to their own children until a certain point, that's probably all we really should need to know, right? As far as when we would want to give it to our children, considering they've conducted all of the data analysis research to know, hey, here's the cause and effect of what this is doing.
When we often think that social media is kind of like just us giving input and you know better, but we don't realize that in that social media, we're also being steered, that they've done studies where what triggers a dopamine response, getting enough likes and so forth. And so you're also being controlled and you're also being steered and you're also being funneled information. In addition, they're selling your information. So yes, you are giving a lot of input, but you're the product. That's why it's free.
Well, like we always say though, it's the consumer being consumed.
That's just one facet of this. And these same developers or participants or companies are also involved in these AI algorithms and using it. Do you think, again, they're not continuing what they've already done that most of us have been oblivious to, but are just now waking up to, that you think that's not still happening or worse? Like they're doing other things that we just don't perceive. Like I can remember when I was a kid, I had memorized 25 phone numbers.
Same.
It took me like 3 years to finally memorize my own phone number. I didn't need to because my phone remembered it for me.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and no, I get your point.
It's embarrassing because someone would say, what's your phone number? And I'd be like, oh, I got to look it up.
We're not, with all of these conveniences, we have stopped building, I don't know, do they call it like neuropathways or neuroelasticity? Yeah. Like we've stopped building the processes of actually seeking and finding and truly gathering and knowing information.
Yeah, so if I'm leaning upon my AI assistant for information, and eventually I come to the place where I stop questioning the content my AI assistant gives me.
Sure.
Then what I've established and created is an opportunity that whoever is feeding my AI assistant now has the opportunity to...
I can feed it whatever it wants.
Remove some of the information that I thought I was getting still access to, but they're not. They're giving me only A and B and they're forgetting...
C.
Or D and E and F and G, and they just give me A and B, and I think that's the only option.
Yeah, you have no idea that C, D, E, F, and G even exist.
And A and B accomplish. I can only vote left or right. I can't vote. Oh,
that kind of sounds like damn. Right now. All right.
Okay, there's one more concern.
And really, I mean, really, though, that's a great way of thinking about. I think you've got two problems. You have the fact in which you could fully trust in this thing, and then the information is just, like you just said, taken away and maybe offered in this direction. Maybe it's slightly edited here. Maybe this group of people gets this information like this. Maybe this group of people gets the information a little bit more different like that. And, you know, you're just fully trusting it because how could it be wrong? It's the AI, right?
Well, and we don't realize it, but it's already happening. We call it censorship, where you can do a one the same word search, same sentence search, same subject search in China versus America, and you're going to get completely different search results.
Hmm. So it's
already happening. That's not even denied. That's openly, because they close off and only allow you to have access to certain servers.
I mean, we don't even have to look at another country. How about in 2020, all of the censorship that was occurring here, because there was alleged of people being anti-science and conspiracy theorists, and I mean, you know, this, that, and the third. If there was one narrative to follow, and if you dared spoke out or questioned or said, hey, this is maybe different than what we're being told it is.
Hay is for horses, would they say to Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, we don't even have to look towards another country to know, like, well, they did that here.
Did you hear the Sean Ryan show where Gavin Newsom got that question from Joe Rogan about that very thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. If people have not heard that opener, you don't got to watch the whole 3-hour interview. I couldn't do it. He is so slick and
I told you though, wasn't that a great interview?
Yes. I said to Melanie, I said, you know what he reminds me of? Gavin Newsom. I will say his name. He reminds me of a oversized slippery bar of soap. And she said, with no rope. And I said, yes.
With the no rope. Yeah.
And you better watch out, because if you don't, you know, have the rope.
That's, don't drop it. Don't drop it.
Don't bend over and pick it up. Oh my goodness. No,
California's been doing that for years.
It was funny. She said that. I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. But an oversized slippery bar of soap. That is Gavin Newsom. But he's not. But it's not clean. It's it's a dirty bar. So yeah. So is AI good or bad?
Man, I think, and I guess I gotta say, AI in itself probably is neither good or bad. Right? It simply just is. I'm probably a little too much into AI and want to use it to, like, wow, dude, this is so cool. I could use it to do everything. And you're probably a little too anti AI of, like, oh, I don't know. It's, you know, it could be this, it could be that. It's very speculative, when in reality, it's probably a little bit that we're both right. And to use an analogy, if you were to use one of those pew-pews to dodge the algorithm, if you were to use one of those, you certainly could commit a sinister act with using one, right? But you could go hunting with one. It simply just is. It's neither good or evil. And I think that's kind of where AI resides, is how is one going to use it? And not only that, but how did whoever created it set it up to be?
Yeah, I think that's a great illustration. And you could say the same is true for food. Food is not bad. Actually, food is necessary for life, but it can be used as a weapon. In fact, it's been used in warfare. Sex is actually good.
Sure.
Sex was part of God's design.
If used in the right spaces.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fire. We've used this illustration before. Fire is not bad. Fire is not good. It can be either one. It's sure. Neutral. It's how is it used. A fire in your fireplace in the living room is great. A fire on your couch, not good.
Sure. And I we've pushed for this several times, but like I said, we need some form of a digital bill of rights regardless, because with these technologies, you are 100% right in that the door is absolutely open to nefarious activities, nefarious intent. The door is also open to the other side, though. It's open to the possibility to create and really expand upon God's kingdom, in my opinion. That's personally what I choose to use it for, but I know I am a dummy, but not in this issue, that I know it's also being used for the exact opposite of that. So I think to be cognizant of what it is that you're doing when you're using the internet in general, whether that be social media, AI, messages we're sending back and forth on our cell phones, to think that, you know, hey, when I put this out it never goes away again. It's probably a good way in which, you know, that's the type of thing you should think. What kind of questions am I asking? What kind of words am I using that somebody potentially years from now could use against me?
Yeah. Just based upon other things that we see, like we talked about social media and how it's been used and how it was sold and how it's actually being used, not the same. And we're seeing how things were kept from the public about algorithms, for example, and things you're being fed. I'm suspicious because the same is happening with AI. We're not being given the information, how it's being used. We're not being told how what's being gathered, what's being extracted. For all the secrecy, what I'm trying to say is for all the secrecy, I think there's reason to be suspicious.
Oh, 100%.
So, and that's what you were saying. Be suspicious.
Yes.
It's a tool and it can help you. You can benefit.
And it certainly can hurt you. I mean, imagine telling you. This tool your life story, every little detail about yourself. And you're asking this thing for exploration, really trying to figure yourself out, help you. Now this thing knows every little intimate detail about you on top of the little details that you haven't even given it that it's gathered about you from all of your other digital profiles. You could find yourself in a real serious situation of getting bad information, right?
Well, you just said yourself, as an adult, be careful, right? Mm-hmm. And you can practice that. You can say, I'm not going to say certain things, ask certain things.
But that's much easier for me to think and do at 32 than I did at 18.
Or 5.
I was an idiot.
Or 5.
Or 5, you don't even have any understanding.
You think your child is going to understand future consequences when they can't even think past this evening?
Sure.
You may really be careful. It's still careless, but careful, more careful than your 5-year-old will
sure.
be. And so I think there's a good reason to be cautious.
And you're exactly right. We're giving them, think about the weights in which we're handing our children. And that's what those tablets are, is we're giving them access to things. And I understand, yes, we can put blocks on them so they can access only certain things. But the weight of the world we're handing to them, is that meant to be carried by a child?
I don't think so. And I'm
guilty of it too, man. We give our kids technology.
All of us. And we think of it, we're giving them access to this information. But don't ever forget, it's a two-way channel. And you're also allowing others access to your children. You would never openly let them, you would never invite those people in your living room with them to play with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to let them play with them on their tablet, their phone?
Mm.
Yeah, it's scary.
This has been Blindly Obvious. You can visit our website at www.blindlyobvious.com, where you can catch up on past episodes as well as learn a little bit about us. We are so happy that you're here and hope these are just the conversations you've been looking for. Peace, love, and God bless. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe and share the word. And remember, eyes mean nothing if the mind is blind.
Past the signs each day, in little things missed along the way, the symbols hidden in glamour's light, blindly obvious, but out of sight. The magician's lie, a trick so good you don't ask why. The truth, it sits with open arms, but we fool ourselves with deception's charm. Blindly obvious, it's clear as can.
back to you. Can you see it too? Oh, I can see it. The roads lead back to you.